Today from Theologically Thinking, we hear from Father Nicholas Lowe of the St. John the Divine Church in Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, I want to talk to you this morning about what I believe is one of the greatest spiritual battles we are all fighting on a day-to-day basis. This spiritual battle, my friends, many people fight it in secret. Many people don't feel comfortable coming out and talking about this spiritual battle they have to face on a day-to-day basis. But this battle impacts every facet of our life. Its front lines impacts our attitudes, our conversations with other people. It impacts how we feel about ourselves, how we physically communicate to other people. This spiritual battle impacts every facet of our life. Its battlefield impacts everything in our life. What is this spiritual battle, friends? It's fighting the battle of a low self-esteem, low self-worth, having a low self-value. Listen to these statistics that I read about a few days ago. Did you know that 7 out of 10 adults now, 7 out of 10 adults are struggling with their self-esteem? They don't like the way they look, how tall or how short they might be, or how wide or how small they might be. There's something about themselves they don't like, their personality, their lack of accomplishments, their inabilities. They create insecurities in them. 7 out of 10 adults, 70% of people. Young people, it's equally troubling. According to the Girl Scouts of America, 60% of young girls in grades 9 through 12 years old are constantly dieting. They're constantly trying to fit into that certain outfit or that certain dress, wanting to project a certain kind of an image to people. 60% of them are suffering from a low self-esteem. Their values, their morality, their self-worth doesn't come from what they feel about themselves. It's what other people say about them. That's their self-value, their self-esteem. Young men, teenagers, 60% of them are struggling also with their self-esteem, their self-worth. This battle, my friends, impacts young and old alike. So why am I talking to you about this spiritual battle of low self-worth, low self-esteem? Friends, if you look up in the dictionary what self-esteem is defined as, it is defined as this: an opinion you have of yourself. An opinion that you have of yourself. And all throughout the day, we have conversations that shape that opinion. Conversations that sometimes might be positive. Conversations that say that we've accomplished something, that we have great qualities. But more often than not, many people have a lot more negative conversations in their life than they do have positive conversations. Negative conversations that focus on their insecurities, their inabilities, why they look a certain way, they wish their hair was combed a certain way, wish they had achieved this certain accomplishment, why they were so clumsy. All these insecurities and abilities create negative conversations that eventually lower people's self-esteem, self-worth. You know, last semester, I teach, many of you know, at the college here, World Religions. And last semester, one of my students came up to me about 2 weeks into the semester. She said to me, "Dr. Lowe, I noticed on the syllabus that you require us to give a 10-page paper and then give a presentation that's about 7 to 10 minutes in front of the entire class." She started to cry. She says, "Dr. Lowe, I don't mind. I can give that presentation from my desk, but there's absolutely no way that I can stand in front of this whole class. I have no problem talking from my desk, but not in front of people." I said, "Why is it?" She says, "I don't like the way I look on the outside. I don't want people to be making fun of how I look or how big I am." Here she was in her early 20s, unable to speak, keeping herself from being from what God's best is because of having a low self-worth, having those negative conversations outplay the positive conversations. And sometimes those negative conversations, friends, comes from someone that we might respect or admire. It might come from a parent or an adult figure. I had this young man that called me about 2 weeks ago. He was in my Goya back when I was living in Boston over 10 years ago. I was a youth director at that parish, and he started to tell me what I thought was going to be how happy he was that he just recently got married. But in the conversation, he started to talk about and started to cry because he started saying, "Father Nick, here I am 2 months into my marriage, and I feel like I have no identity. All my life, my dad was always speaking negative to me. He was always comparing me to my smarter brother, to my more handsome brother, all throughout my life, to the point now that when I'm out trying to be with my wife is constantly complaining that I have no confidence in myself, I'm lacking security, I keep focusing on my inabilities. Here he is at 28 years old calling me for marriage counseling because his marriage is failing. Why? Because negative conversations are playing in his mind. He's got a low self-worth. And my friends, listen, this morning I want to give you a little bit of a pep talk. God does not give opinions out. He gives us facts about who we are. And time throughout the Bible, God says, you need to stop listening to those negative voices and start listening to God's voices. Listen to what St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:19. It's a very powerful verse. You should all remember this as your verse for the week. Listen, don't you know, this is how he talks, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? Listen to the second part of this, which I think is equally great. Which you have received as a gift from God. Don't you know, people of Corinth, he was talking to the people of Corinth, that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, a gift from God? Friends, don't you know, beautiful people of Saint John the Divine, that your body, that each within all of you, is a temple of God? That a little piece of God resides in all of you. And when you go around focusing on your insecurities, your inabilities, things that you don't like about yourself, all you're saying is that you don't like something about what God gave you. God gave you that gift. For those of you that understand Greek, the word diabolos, the word devil in Greek means diabolos. It's got many different meanings, but one that I particularly like is this. It says that the devil is the author of lies. The author of deception. His job all day long is to lie to you, to always tell you what you're not in this world, to focus on your inabilities, what's wrong with you, what you need to change, what kind of people you need to hang around with to be popular, what kind of clothes you have to wear. The devil's primary job is to focus on all of you and telling you lies. He's the author of deception. Friends, you need to stop listening to the devil's lies and start listening to God's truths, what God speaks about all of you. He says that you are a masterpiece, a one-of-a-kind kind of a person. I love what James says. James talks about the fact that if you don't listen to what God says about you, it's like a man who looks in the mirror and then walks away and can't remember what he looks like. Friends, God is your mirror. God is telling you what he has called you to be. He's called you to be a child of God. You're in a unique, amazing person who's got enormous value to offer. That's the kind of attitude that God wants us to have every single day. Do you realize that of the 6.9 billion people in this world, you're the only one that has those same fingerprints? God knew your name when you were still, as the Bible says, in your mother's womb. One thing that I really think about a lot is the fact that in the entire creation story in the book of Genesis, God created the sun, stars, moon, trees, animals. He created everything. Only one thing was made in his image and likeness. What was that one thing? The beautiful people of Saint John the Divine. The beautiful people of this world. That's the kind of attitude God wants you to have. Think about it like this for a moment. Imagine I had a $100 bill in my hand right now. And I said to you, does anybody in this church want a free, no strings attached, $100 bill? Anybody interested in it? Of course you are. You're just too ashamed and embarrassed probably to ask for it. But anybody want this $100 bill? You say, yes, sure, I want this $100 bill. It could pay off some of my debt from Christmas. But if I was to take that $100 bill and crumple that $100 bill and throw it in the middle of this church and said, does anybody still want to get that $100 bill? Many of you, too shy to say it now, but would still go after that $100 bill. You get so excited about finding a $5 bill on the street, why wouldn't you take a $100 bill from in the church? But if I took that $100 bill and took it outside in the back of this church and threw it out in the mud and kind of squished it and made it a whole bunch of dirty, would you really take that $100 bill? Most of you, my friends, if you were being honest with yourselves, would still take that $100 bill. Why is that? That value of that $100 bill is, no matter how dirty or how spotted it is, still remains the same. It still has the same exact value. That's how it is in life. When you go through life, friends, focusing on the spots, the dirty, the wrinkles in your life, listen, God doesn't focus on that. In God's eyes, your value is still amazing. There is no price that he could put on how great, how much he loves you. You know, when I was a little boy, many of you will remember, but I was very short and scrawny. I mean, when I graduated, why are y'all laughing? When I graduated high school, I was a little bit over 5 feet tall and weighed only about 135 pounds. I mean, I was very short and scrawny. But you know, when I was growing up, people would oftentimes make fun of me. They'd say, "Hey, shorty, how are you?" I still have a complex about that, but anyway. They say, "Hey, shorty, how you doing?" Somebody would say, "How's the vantage point from where you're looking at to the ground?" They say, "Hey, midget, you doing okay today?" They were constantly making fun of me. And on the outside, I'd laugh, I'd smile, nothing else to do but to smile and laugh. But on the inside, it really affected my self-worth. It affected my value of who I looked at myself. One time I went home and I was really upset, and my mom, as many of y'all know, is a very short woman, and she was home and she heard me crying, and like I told y'all before, don't ever get between a mom and her son, but she came up to me and she said, "What's wrong? Why are you upset?" And I told her about people making fun of how short and small and scrawny I am. She said, "Son, I want you to remember one thing. Don't think about and worry about what people are saying about you. God made you this way. When you go out tomorrow and people start making fun of you, telling you how short and scrawny you are, you tell them what I'm telling you this." She said, "You go out there and tell them that dynamite comes in small packages." It was almost like a piece of dynamite on the inside of me just literally exploded. I got so excited. The next day I was going out, "I'm dynamite. I'm so excited. I'm so happy." It helped me create my value system, my self-worth. And you know what? Today, I really feel like when I go out, I know I'm not perfect. I know I make mistakes. I'm not a perfect priest. I make constant mistakes. But in my mind, I truly believe that I'm a dynamic and dynamite priest. I really believe on the inside that I'm a dynamite person. Not because of what I feel, not because of the opinions that I have about myself, but about what God's facts are about who I am. That's what I'm asking all of you to do. But here's the key. You've got to understand, my friends, that if you keep filling your mind with negative conversations that impact your opinion of yourself, if you keep filling your mind with negative conversations, there's never going to be space for positive conversations. You've got to fill your mind with positive thoughts about who you are. Think of your brain like a hotel room. If you keep filling up all those rooms with negative voices, negative thoughts, there will never be any space for positive rooms, positive thoughts. No, change the conversation today. Put up a no vacancy sign on your brain. Don't allow those negative voices, those negative conversations to impact your life. And I'm not asking you or telling you to go out being too confident, being prideful, bragging about yourself. I don't want you going around saying that you're better than everyone else. But I do want you to understand this. You're not worse than anyone else. God has made you unique, extraordinary. You are the only thing that's made in the image and likeness of Almighty God. I leave you with this. What kind of conversations are you having with yourself? What kind of opinion do you have of yourself? Are you going around focusing on the positive qualities about who you are, your accomplishments, how God made you? Or are you going through life, my friends, focusing on those negative conversations, your insecurities, your inabilities, the way you look, the way your hair is, where you live, what kind of car you drive? Are you focusing on what other people think about you as opposed to what God thinks about you? No, listen, friends, change your conversation. You are a temple of Almighty God on the inside of you. When the devil starts speaking those negative conversations into your mind, into your thoughts, listen, put up the no vacancy sign on there. You are an extraordinary person. You're the only thing that's been created in the image and likeness of God. So go out today, friends, standing firm, standing with confidence, standing with a great self-worth, with a godly self-esteem. And when you go out doing this, friends, you know what's happening? You're walking around, my friends, being one of Saint John the Divine's dynamite people. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I love all of you. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of the service.
You have been listening to Theologically Thinking here on the Orthodox Christian Network, myocn.net.